So while we are still waiting for Bob, Thomas, and Araceli, I will go ahead and start the meeting at 5:35.
Oh, I need to do something.
Is that you, Michael?
Yes, it is. It is Michael, and we can start now.
Yes, this is me.
He looks like a little ant.
Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order at 5:35 p.m. Tuesday, May 10th. We'll do a roll call. I have Michael Ryu, committee chair.
I'm staff liaison Beth Young.
I'm Martha Windsor, alternate.
Dick Kegel, member.
Greetings, everyone. Ryan, council liaison.
Okay, so we have a full roll call. Agenda additions. Do we have staff items that need to be added?
No. By the way, I've kind of made you may notice I've made the agenda a little more formal. This is a format that I'm going to start using since we had that public meetings presentation last time. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you. I do like it. It's nice. And then we have public comment. I don't believe we have any public comment. Is this where Derek will step in, or we have him as an agenda item, I think?
Derek is an agenda item.
Very well. And then on to consent calendar.
It's just the first item, approval of minutes.
All right, so then we have the approval of the draft minutes from April and from February. If everybody's had a chance to review them, I'll take a motion for each and a second.
I'll provide a motion that we approve both of them, March and February, or sorry, April and February.
So I have a
second.
Herb motion and Bob's, or I'm sorry, Dick seconds, and all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. The minutes are approved. Reports and presentations. So grants for city infrastructure projects. Discussion with Derek Tokos. We have the Safe Routes to School program identification. And I'm sorry, IIJA. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, so I put these in for you guys to read beforehand or after. One is... really good information that Herb's put together on Safe Routes to School based on, he's been talking with Leanne Ferguson, I believe it is, Herb. And did you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I want to just go over the program briefly, just take a few minutes. This is program is called the Project Identification Program. It used to be called It was a planning grant to help municipalities, tribes, or school districts that were smaller, didn't have a lot of staff, but thought they had a need. It was a grant to help them put together a plan, basically, for safe routes to school around schools. The program provides for a consultant to put together this Safe Route to School plan, and it identifies barriers and hazards for children walking and biking to school. So on the local end, there needs to be a city and a school district representative, and basically the only thing really required locally is to submit an application and then provide some local information to the consultants. So he can put his plan together. The consultant does all the work. I don't think they work locally. I don't think they're going to come here and set up an office. But as far as we're concerned locally, it would probably just be 3 or 4 meetings, is what Leanne Ferguson said from the program. and I'm not sure how long it would take.
And these would be community meetings with parents, et cetera?
No, I don't think so. It's initially with a city representative and a school district representative. So the consultants, their final product is they give a plan to the city or whoever, you know, whoever the applicant is. And it provides information on needs for construction and also possibly education. And they will also provide some information on how to, you know, apply for those grants if the help is needed. The education side is a whole separate application for education grant, as is a construction grant. On the education side, they do things like they have a walk and roll program. They try to work with the school district to facilitate more awareness with parents and students about safety, you know, what they can practically do to get to school if they decide to walk, et cetera. I don't know a whole lot about the education side of it. I know a good bit about the construction side because I've done several of these in the past. The funding cycle is every 2 years. The upcoming cycles are 23-24 and then 25-26. And for each cycle, they award about $750,000 out for the grant. So if city council decided to apply for this, it wouldn't be until probably January 2024, which is a good time away and provides some, you know, good buffer to get ducks in order to try to, you know, to see if this was really something that we want to do locally here. So on the last cycle, all the applicants were awarded contracts. So all the applicants had a consultant come in and put together a plan for them. There's no matching funds required, so there's no commitments locally other than providing some information and having, you know, three or four meetings with the consultant so he can do providing information so he can get his work done, which might mean like from Public Works, you know, do we have right of way here? There's no sidewalk. Do we have right of way to put in sidewalk? The school district, you know, what do you see as needs to inform parents so they feel more comfortable having their kids walk to school? Things of that nature, I'd assume. So the plan that the consultant does, they will work with one school or a cluster of schools. So in our case, if we decided, if the city decided they wanted to go for this, a likely cluster would be Newport High, Newport Middle School, Sam Chase, and even Yaquina View Elementary. The plan focuses mostly on within a quarter mile of each school, and then also they look at critical issues within a mile. So for a little perspective, Yaquina View, which is just down the hill off the 20, Route 20, it's about a half mile to Newport High School from there. It's approximately a half mile from Newport High School to the middle school. And it's approximately a half mile from the high school to Sam Chase. So they would probably be putting a plan together that would encompass basically an area that would connect all the schools. And also they would look at critical issues within a mile. So that would reach out to, say, Highway 101, pretty much from 20 all the way up to Fred Meyers. And I don't know what the issues are. I mean, I, you know, drive on that all the time. It's very congested and it's tight and narrow. But I don't know, as far as pedestrian safety, what issues there would be needed. But it looks to me that looks like a pretty big area that they would develop a plan for, you know, that really wouldn't have minimal city. That seems pretty a useful opportunity to me. So the application, like I said, is probably in January 2024. You just have to, there's an application form, to submit a problem statement, a need statement, a letter of commitment from the city, a letter of commitment from the school district, just that they will support the consultant when they do their work, and then whatever work is, whatever information the consultant needs to put his plan together. And then, you know, if the city was awarded one, and last cycle, all the applicants were awarded a contract, they would just have to ensure that, you know, the school and the city had would participate in the program, which, like I said, Leanne Ferguson from the program says it's usually 3 or 4 meetings during the life of the consultant's work. So that's about it in general. This is an area where possibly where committee members could help facilitate the process. Personally, I would be willing to volunteer time to help facilitate. I worked with this program in California on four different projects over several years. So I'm very familiar with it. I'm a civil engineer. I know what to look for as far as curb ramps. I put in several traffic lights and other types of crossing facilities. So I have some, you know, a good eye for those things. So I'd be willing to work, you know, put in a little time and effort on this if the city decided they wanted to go for it. And there's one other on the in the packet, I put together the a little page or two about the program, which is condensed from their website. There's a section called selection criteria. At the end of that, there's a web link that has some pretty interesting school demographic information that you might want to take a look at about underserved kids, percentage of kids that, you know, just different numbers. About
I've done a little bit of homework on that for Newport,
yeah.
and we do have,
I found pretty interesting.
We have a percentage that is eligible for school lunches. So we could qualify, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. So that's about it. All I have to say, it sounds like a good program to me. I'd like for us to take a vote on it, and if we, you know, just to recommend this to City Council. Like I said, it's still quite a ways away, but that gives us time to, if City Council thought or staff thought it was a good thing to do, because it's time to work with the school district, you know, talk to some people, see what their interest is, what they were able to contribute and to help. But it sounds like a win-win to me.
So. Derek, would you like to comment?
Certainly. The Safe Route to School program is wonderful, and these grant opportunities are wonderful for communities to help organize their thoughts and identify projects that are appropriate to improve access to schools. We are fortunate enough to be wrapping up a transportation system planning process that's taken a fair amount of time, but it also has covered a lot of ground. That transportation system planning process included representation from the school district, and the school actually used the TSP process to do outreach with our parents, and we had ODOT and other specialists involved to identify improvements that basically covered the same ground that program would cover, and identified a range of improvements to improve pedestrian and cycling safety amongst the schools, and those are included in the TSP that's working through the adoption process right now. And in fact, we used the projects in that TSP to apply for construction grants that go around with Safe Routes to Schools. The initial phase of that review process is completed. The project that we put in, which a City Council signed off on us submitting that application, is for the sidewalk work on Harney between US 20 and 3rd Street. And it's part of a larger project that we're going to be doing, which will actually add additional lanes on the north and southbound legs of US 20 and improve cycling all the way from Bay Boulevard up to 7th. And so that we're basically putting in safe pedestrian and cycling facilities that tie together Yaquina View Elementary, the high school, and the middle school. We are currently, the city is currently doing some sidewalk work, or will be doing some sidewalk work on Harney, south of US 20, next to Yaquina View to tie that all. That's another piece of the puzzle. Our application rated 11th out of 83 statewide, so it will be funded, probably to the tune of somewhere between $500,000 and $700,000. The second phase of the application process has to do with some more detailed cost estimates that we need to put together, including what we're going to be doing in the state highway right-of-way at US 20. And that's due at the end of July, and we'll be providing a preliminary estimate to ODOT for their review in mid-June. We'll want to make sure that the sidewalk improvements in the US 20 Harney Moore intersection are placed such that they will accommodate the additional turn lanes we'll be putting in. So we'll kind of set the parameters there. So I think that's a key piece of what we need to do in terms of safe routes to schools. It's not the only project that's identified in the TSP for that purpose. Again, I think these types of planning processes are excellent. It's important funding for communities to be able to identify needed improvements. I would say that for us, though, we just finished a round of that with the TSP, and I don't know that it's timely to dive right back into that. We do lean on the school district for a lot. We've got them engaged in the housing issues right now on the heels of the TSP. A lot of our fee structure issues, since we collect a construction excise tax for them, we coordinate closely with them on that. I would want to be careful about how much we look to leverage their time at city meetings above and beyond what they normally do for their work. At some point in the future, this certainly could make some sense, but I don't know that I would push for it at this point in time, given all the work we just finished with the TSP.
Apologies to break in. Beth, evidently Araceli is trying to join the meeting via Zoom, presumably. I got a text from Minda.
Okay. I will tell Travis right now. By the way, Thomas is here. Oh, good. Okay. Thank you, Travis. Thomas is here. He arrived about 5:37, we think, for the record. And Araceli's here now, and it's 5:52. Thanks, Araceli. Glad you could make it. That's about all I have to say. Herb, did you want to respond to Derek?
Well, I would ask if the committee wants to recommend this. Potential grant opportunity to staff and city council. And we're talking about an application that's a year and a half away. I'm fairly new to the city. I don't know if we have other sidewalk or pedestrian and bicycle needs that are not included in this upcoming grant that Derek applied for.
I would note that if you're interested in getting a better handle on the range of projects that we've identified as part of the transportation system plan, we do have an interactive web map that we've included. There's a link to it through the city's website, and it's also included on the project website, which is www.newporttsp.org, and Beth can certainly get you the link, and you can
kind of
pan through.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested, as you said, if you wasn't sure if there were other projects, that's got them all loaded in there, and it's loaded in a manner in which you can kind of toggle through geographic areas and identify just the types of projects you're interested in, as opposed to going through a full paper document, which is quite lengthy. But yeah, it's a pretty thorough look in terms of our bike ped needs citywide and as it relates to the schools. So,
Can I ask Derek a question, Michael? Mm-hmm. So on the Harney project there by the paint store, mm-hmm. Where are we looking at date-wise for shovel readiness on that?
You know, with the Safe Route to School, we're looking at for this window, the funds have to be fully utilized by 2025, some date in 2025, Ryan, I'm not sure exactly. So I would be thinking we'd be probably looking at the 2024 construction season for this project.
There's URA funds that we could do it this year, just the 998.
It's URA and state money, so it's both.
Okay. So there's no way we could do that this summer, huh?
Not 2022. And we can look at what our different, you know, this goes in with the other capital projects our public works department's working on. You know, there's certainly an outside chance we could look at 2023 as a construction season.
Did anybody else want to comment on that before somebody makes a motion?
I have
some. Can you hear it, Thomas?
I have some comments, actually. So first off, one is completely tangential. Regarding the Harney project, I just want to note that that is also something that's come up before in our discussions with the Ocean Bay Trail, as that is actually on the map, that actual intersection on the Ocean Bay Trail would requested signage improvements for that from the City Council in conjunction with the Parks and Rec Committee. That was sometime last year. So that intersection improvement there will be substantial, not only for Safe Routes to School, but also for that particular little tourist draw, if we can get better signage in conjunction with that. Second, with regard to the program that Herb has been talking about, I just took a quick look, and from Newport High School, a 1 mile radius encompasses everything from Fred Meyer all the way to the Nye Beach turnaround, and then down south to roughly around Abbey Street, I think it is. So if you take Yaquina View and center a mile on that, you've pretty much got everything from, well, if we start from Yaquina View and center a mile around that and a mile around Sam Case, you're encompassing everything basically from Walmart to the bridge. So that's a pretty big 1 mile radius around each school, and I don't know how far inland that goes from the middle school and how much of the housing up in, say, Newport Heights that encompasses. Just for reference, I would second Herb's idea that we go ahead and, even with Derek's caveats about how much work the school district has done with TSP and how much we've asked of them of their time, given that we're looking at a year and a half out before this grant cycle really happens, just to put the motion forward to put this before the City Council, put the bug in their ear, and then 6 months, 8 months down the line, start looking maybe. I'm not setting a hard timeline, but merely just my thought process is, you know, put it in front of them now so that we can go back in an interval and come back and say, okay, so now are we ready to move forward now that everybody's had a chance and the TSP dust is settled and we can look at doing this. So that's my thoughts on those matters.
Well, I had another comment too, is I looked at the TSP a good bit, and it's fairly broad brush stroke at the needs, not very specific. I think the work the consultant would be a little more specific and a little more detailed. And I also would assume that once a person or an entity applies for the planning grant, that puts them in a pretty good light to apply for a construction grant or an education grant. And my time at the City of Napa, I was working with the Napa Valley Bike Coalition, and they were awarded $500,000 grant for education. And granted, Napa is quite a bit bigger, but they ended up hiring a full-time staff person for the school district for a 4-year period to work on education and work with schools to help, you know, try to get more kids to walk and bike. And that was a pretty good value, you know, for the county at the time. And it didn't really cost locally, it didn't cost any money. So these are opportunities that are out there. And I think, planning grant something that we should put on the table, and we'll see what happens in the year if we want to decide we wanted to go forward with it or not, or decide if staff wants to go forward with it or not. So.
Can you repeat the part about, it sounds like it's January of 2023 from what you read to us before.
I think it's January 2024 because they just had a call for projects a few months ago.
But you said something about January of odd number years, and the thing says 20.
Yeah, I think I was wrong on that because I was looking at the website after I put that together, and the cycle is 23, 24, 24, 25, so 23, 24 would be the call for projects doesn't come out till after the new year, so that would be
23, 24, and 25, 26.
Yeah, so that would be the new year's after. I think they just had a call for projects this past February, is what I saw. So it'd be 2 years from then.
Okay.
But we could clarify that for sure.
That was just everything that I was seeing, I was reading it as it's coming January.
Yeah. I don't think it is, but we can clarify that. So.
Okay. Thomas, you had further comments? Okay, Thomas, if you had further comments, your speaker's not on right now. I don't know if you're coming in on a delay. If you have anything further to say, please go ahead.
No, that was it.
Okay, thank you. So then, as the chair, then I would say I would entertain a motion to put this forward to the city council to, again, just to have it on their agenda for at some point in the near future for one of these to do the planning cycle grant, as Herb has discussed.
Officially, the chairperson can't do that. Somebody else has to, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not putting the motion forward. I'm entertaining it. Somebody wants to put that forward, please do so.
Well, I'll put the motion forward. I made the presentation.
Okay, and I'll take a second, please. And we have a second from Dick, and all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Araceli, I don't know if your microphone is on.
Sorry. I too. I was writing a comment on the thing.
Did you have something that you wanted to add to that?
I had trouble getting into the computer. I apologize for that. I do support the decision about enhancing that street on the one originally that you just mentioned. It's pretty clever to do so because it's right in the middle of the town, connecting north and south. And I think I work for the school district, so I believe the superintendent will be supporting of anything to promote walking and bicycle, riding a bicycle to school. Is that so? Thank you for that. That's okay. All I needed to say. Thank you.
Okay, and then with that, we have a motion and seconded and approved. We'll draft something to put before the city council asking that they consider the planning cycle for this particular.
Could we make sure that who voted for what? I don't know how Thomas voted.
I didn't hear a Thomas vote, but I got a positive vote from every other member present.
Okay.
It was aye. Aye for me.
All right, so we have a aye vote from Thomas, so it is unanimous.
Thanks, Thomas.
That's all I had. I just was showing where we were at with the Safe Route stuff.
And continue with this agenda item. I just wanted everybody here to know kind of roughly the process from the idea of a grant to project completion, how that goes, who does what, you know, taking projects out to bid, who, you know, how that works, and what projects we have and what stages right now. For them to know.
Well, when...
And I'll just use a safe route to school as an example. I'm really not in the position to kind of go through a whole bunch of projects right now that the city's working on, but... You know, the process here again was one, updating transportation system plan to identify the needs. That has been done. It aligned with the construction cycle with Safe Routes to Schools for those particular projects, and they were a very good fit for that program. Thus, we applied for them. As I mentioned, 11 out of 83 is a pretty good ranking in terms of their scoring. So it is going to be funded. The cut line on that, I believe, was at 57. Meaning those that fell below that were likely to fall below where they had available funding. What we try to do, certainly if we're doing anything that involves state highway right away, we try to put together our funding through multiple sources so it's not strictly city urban renewal dollars or one source. We're trying to pull together different funds. So in this case, we're trying to match up Safe Routes to School dollars with urban renewal dollars to complete that project. So once there's a final decision made on the funding, which I imagine will be later this year, since round two closes at the end of July, so I imagine the awards will be sometime in the fall. You know, then what we look to do is work that into a preliminary design along the alignment. In this case, we have to do right-of-way acquisition because the right-of-way is narrow between US 20 and 3rd. So we're going to have to acquire land to get everything we need within that street section. So we'll try to do the right-of-way acquisition on a parallel course with the preliminary design. And we have come to the point with right-of-way acquisitions where we assume condemnation, even though we don't want to do that, so that in the event we have to, we've taken the steps that we are legally required to so that we can secure the right-of-way. If we don't, we can end up delaying projects for a year or longer.
So that's like eminent domain?
That is eminent domain.
Okay, so then the city pays standard rate or market rate for the land.
That's... We invariably pay a little bit more than what the appraised value is for any right-of-way. Our offers tend to have to be above that. And the reason for that is if we end up having to secure it through eminent domain, you don't want your offer to be just the appraised value, because if you end up in court, which we, again, don't want to be, and they find that the value is $1 more than what we were offering, then we get to pay them that $1 more plus their attorney's fees. It adds up. So you end up offering a bit more, maybe 20, 25% more than appraised value. It varies depending on the site circumstances. But right-of-way acquisition takes time. And so when you get, you know, questions, Councilor Parker had a good one, you know, when do you think you can roll a project out? You know, when you start thinking about all these individual pieces, that's why it pushes things further down. And when you're securing state money, you have agreements. There'll be an intergovernmental agreement that has to be developed with the state in terms of how those funds are to be used.
And a time frame, right?
Yeah, and that the time frame on this construction cycle wants to see that the funds are completed by sometime in 2025. I just don't recall the exact date. Anyway, once we have the right-of-way secured, we advance the design to a final design. Then we have an engineer's estimate of the cost, and we put the project out for bid. Once we have a bid that comes in, the prevailing bid, you know, which tends to be, but it's not always the lowest bid, then that has to be blessed by the council, and then we put together a construction contract, and then they've got to hit favorable weather to get the work completed.
And this is in the engineering department by this stage, engineering.
Yeah, our role tends to be more on the planning and securing the funding, and, you know, assisting in the preliminary design stage. But then when you get to the advanced design and the you know, final estimate, and then the construction bid and contract award is handled in Public Works. And then, you know, it'll go under construction. So that's kind of the timing. And there are a number of different projects that are all in play with different funding sources and at different varying stages of the process I've outlined. And in many cases, we're talking about projects still that are in concept or planning phase that haven't even got as far as this particular Safe Routes concept. So as you know, we have other ones out there that could hit that are bike ped related right now. We have $4.5 million that's out there on that Federal Lands Access Program that we're waiting to hear that. Now, we may have hit, you know, struck gold on that, potentially, fingers crossed, because they pumped a whole bunch of additional federal money into that and other programs as part of the infrastructure bill that passed at the federal level. So they all asked us to resubmit on that particular project, and there's no longer a match requirement on that one. So we'll see where it lands. And in that case, we wouldn't be rolling that particular project out. That would be handled by Federal Highways. So we would be following whatever schedule they set, since it's 100% federally funded on that one.
I have another question. Mm-hmm. Getting back to the very beginning, who decides which projects take priority, and when will be which ones will be grant will be funded first, and how it will be funded?
Well, see, a lot of the decisions, you know, in terms of applying for grants, filter up through the course of a year. Although much of what we try to do is part of the council goal setting, and then you'll notice if you look at the goal setting process that the council goes through and the various committees go through, there are a number of capital projects that filter into that, and then quite a bit of it also is picked up through the budgeting process, where we have an extensive capital program, which is a part of the component of the city's budget. And so some of that gets filtered in there as well. And so when we do plans, transportation plans, for example, and as you look at the TSP, you'll see certain projects received a high priority versus those that are kind of medium or they tend to go like a tier 1, 2, 3 kind of approach. And so the highest priority ones identified in plans tend to be the ones that get pushed first. We also have to keep in mind funding sources and what those priorities are. So if we have a middle priority project, for example, but there happens to be a funding source out there that can help pay for a substantial portion of that, that will get prioritized. We've done that in a number of cases. Now, urban renewal is a little bit different. Urban renewal has its own project priorities as part of an urban renewal plan, and we follow through on those project priorities. Infrastructure work in this area was a priority of the Northside Urban Renewal Plan, and so that aligned well with the Safe Routes to Schools piece, and so that's why that was done.
And that also has a timeline, right?
Yeah, urban renewal funding has a finite period within which it must be used. When the districts close, the remaining the increment is refunded back to the districts.
So you kind of juggle all those things?
Not individually. I mean, there are a lot of people that have feedback in the city council, acting both as the council and the urban renewal agency, have a lot of say in that. Those that have participated in those planning processes have a lot of say in that.
I hear there's going to be a new grant writer, or there's funds for a grant writer in the upcoming.
I think it's amongst the positions being discussed by the budget committee right now.
Will that help out with infrastructure projects? Will that person be seeking grants for infrastructure?
Potentially. I really can't speak. That's not a position that I put together or have a whole lot of background on, but I would expect that if it's a grant writer position, they'd be looking at that and other types of grants. There are other areas where the city has interest in pursuing: libraries, park and rec, public arts. So it's not exclusively the kind of infrastructure I think you're thinking of, which would be bike ped or streets or things of that nature.
That's all my questions.
Eric, I have a question. Are these Safe Routes to School, are they federal funds?
Good question. That's an excellent question. And, I am not certain. I suspect there is a federal tie there.
I think I know.
But I haven't looked at that recently.
I think it originated as federal, and each state gets a certain chunk of money, and then each state determines where the money goes.
The environmental review will be more complicated if it's federal money when we get to that point. And I do know on, for example, Harney and Third, we are going to be dealing with some wetland areas that are in there between Harney and the road and driveway.
And you say that because federal projects require an environmental review?
Yes.
And state don't?
Yeah,
state if it's purely state monies and immediate opportunity grants that are handled through Business Oregon, for example, that's lottery dollars, purely state money, very easy process, very few strings attached. But when it's federal, there's quite a bit more. You have to do the environmental, in some cases you have to do archaeological, you know, those are different pieces that come with federal monies.
And then one other question, at what point does Public Works take over the Safe Routes, this grant? After it's awarded, I assume they're going to do the right-of-way work, huh?
They may, you know, in terms of just managing the overall kind of project funding and agreement side of it, they may not be taking that over at all. But Public Works would be involved certainly in the design and ultimate construction. Both our department and Public Works handle right-of-way acquisitions. So we, you know, we're a small city, so. Oh, it's you know, we take some, they take some on that. But the actual design of the improvements will be handled through Public Works in consultation with ODOT.
Great to hear. Probably going to get the award. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other further comments or questions? Okay, then let's do a real quick discussion on the Infrastructure Investments and Job Act Flexible Highway Funds. If anybody has any comments on that one.
I really want to put together something like what it means to Newport, but all I've gotten as far as, thank you, Derek.
Yeah,
as
thank you very much, Derek.
Yeah. I've gotten as far as putting this in your packet.
Yeah, there's a lot to that act, and it's hard to suss out how much of that's going to impact us locally, even at the state level, I think. I mean, there's big pockets of money. Safe Routes to School is mentioned in here as booster funds. There's the Great Streets Program, and that's just the two that I'm looking at right on the front page.
Yeah, so I just put that in there, and we can move on. It's just... talking about infrastructure, it's good to know about the IIJA, which is what it's called these days.
Okay, if there's no comment on that, then I will move on to the one active transportation incident report from April 22nd. April 22, rather, April 30th, 1:05 p.m., 101 and North 60th, pedestrian attempted to cross the highway, abbreviating... Witness confirmed events, stated pedestrian never looked, just ran, non-crime, non-narrative. So it looks like there was no serious injury, which I think that is a good one.
Right.
And that brings us up to our monthly staff liaison report, which brings it back over to Beth.
Okay. I don't have a lot to report, but along the lines of the discussion we just had, there is... Moore Street, which, as you know, goes from Bay Boulevard up to Highway 20, and it's curvy, and we talked about, the original design did not include bike lanes, and so Public Works got the kind of progressive design and asked me to input. A few weeks ago, I told them that we did want to have bike lanes on Moore Drive, and so the design had bike lanes. And so I'm really glad that I got to look at the drawings. I I made 10 suggestions, such as adding a sign that says, because downhill, there's not going to be a bike lane. So one suggestion is to, you know, make sure there's a sign that says bikes on road, a very clear sign for people who are new in town and don't know what really what they're looking for. And so something really clear, and just beefing up the pedestrian sidewalks. That's redundant, but beefing them up and making the what's called European, the lines like you saw in the Beatles album, that kind of thing. So this is the first time I've been able to have input on this, so it's we're making progress, I think.
Yeah, I could add a comment. After I worked at the city as a staff engineer, and I retired, I think that was in 2010 or something, I joined the city's bike and pedestrian committee, same as this one here. And through many conversations, we convinced Public Works to inform the committee about any projects that they had going out that had bike or pedestrian improvements on it. Not that the committee had any authority, you know, to change their direction necessarily, but just as a courtesy, because city council did appoint us to address bike and pedestrian issues. And after a few conversations, Public Works agreed to present all of their projects to the committee before they went out to bid. So the committee was informed about what was happening, and maybe that's something we could do here. I think initially my experience was this, and I was a city employee, so I completely understand. Employees are very busy. They don't have a lot of time. And going to these meetings is more time taken away from them. So people aren't always anxious to go to the meetings and report on these things. But it did, after the dust settled, it was useful, because the people on the bike and pedestrian committee looked at things a little differently than the staff did. So perhaps that's something we could work into our situation here in Newport, is get a little more information about projects before they go out to bid, or when they're in the design stage, so we have opportunity to comment.
Yeah, I think that project began the old school way, and since, you know, during that progress, the TSP happened, and we got a new Public Works person and a new engineer. It used to be shared, that those positions used to be shared by one person. City engineer is department is who passed that drawing on to me. I think the staff is much more aware, and especially when the TSP is finalized and approved by city council, it will become more of a thing that staff looks at. And I feel pretty confident in helping all those plans in the works to become more bike and ped friendly. I'm very educated on it. I have been drawing up plans all my life, not street plans, but, you know, so I feel like we're covered, and it doesn't need to be reviewed by you guys, but I could be wrong.
Well, it's not so much a review, like an engineer would review something and say, no, this should be over here. It's more of a, you know, what do you think? Did we miss something? What are your comments? As I said, City Council has formed this committee because we're supposed to be experts in, you know, bike and pedestrian issues. So it's more of a courtesy, you know, acknowledging.
I think that's a great idea.
Council put this group together, and as a courtesy, let us know what you're doing. We shouldn't have to go and have to knock on the door. Just when you're doing something, just include us in the memo, and, you know, we'll keep it simple. So that'd be my suggestion.
I would agree with that. I think it's a fantastic idea, because I'd like to be a bit more informed of what the city's plans are, especially when you're talking about infrastructure projects that are going to directly impact active transportation. We should absolutely be at least in the informational stages. I'm not necessarily saying that we in any way have the expertise to critique their plans or anything like that, but I'd like to know what they're thinking, what they're planning, so that I can, you know, we can point out, hey, what about?
What do you think, Ryan? How can this, how can the Bike Ped Advisory Committee have input on drawings before they perhaps go out to bid, or even after? And I think I heard somebody else who wanted to say something. So before you answer,
yeah, I wanted to point out, in addition to, we are supposed to be developing. Relationships with other committees and liaison with the community, and if we are up to speed on what is being proposed, that could be very helpful in those roles as well. So I think it's a great idea to get more information about possible upcoming projects, whether we have any direct input or not.
Well, as far as capital projects that affect pedestrian and bicycle safety, the process for the budget is that all the projects are in there in the proposed budget, which is available online. And that includes staff recommendations for capital projects, council priorities, that matrix of those mixed together. And when then Steve puts a number to those projects and assigns a fund to them, Steve is the interim finance director. So if you want to look at what's being proposed for this coming annual budget, then look at the budget committee stuff on Granicus, which, you know, is also on the website. The next meeting is when we're actually going to start making decisions on that, and that's on Election Day. It's May 18th. It's the third of four budget meetings, and that this is the most important one, where all the hit and wish list stuff is voted on by the 17 members of the budget committee. So that's coming up next Tuesday. It's pretty riveting stuff. As far as Bike Ped review of proposed projects, I think that would take a structural change in procedure, and that would kind of sit squarely on the city manager's office to make that change. But I think if asked at a meeting as an agenda item, the council could definitely consider making that change and giving direction to staff to do that, if that's the spirit of what wants to be done.
Yeah, I think that is where we're kind of leaning, and I'd like to go with that. So
in that case, you can ask Spencer to be on an agenda of a meeting that's coming up, and then I'll leave it in their hands as far as what they want the council to weigh in on. Probably a preliminary discussion, and then back to staff for either a procedure change to codified in some way. May need to go into the code, so it could be I really can't estimate how long that would take, because I don't know what it would look like specifically, but there's plenty of people that can give us that answer.
Okay, so Beth, do I need to do that, or would you do that to put that forward?
I think maybe I would suggest that you guys determine exactly what your ask is, yeah, and have one of you, seems like maybe Herb would be a good person to write out that paragraph, and then we can discuss it next time and see if that works for everybody. And then it can be a letter to the city council, just like any person here can do it. And just say, you know, I'm representing the Bike Ped group because they told me to, and here's my letter. So that's the procedure I would recommend.
Okay, so Herb, if you would like to do that, then you take that on. If you don't, then I'll take that on.
Yeah, I could look into it. I was thinking of something not quite so formal. It's more of a understanding when staff attends the BPAC meeting, they just tell us what's on the hopper. You know, we got this project coming up, that project coming up, this project coming up.
And I would love to be...
Really wasn't in, city council wasn't involved, and it was very informal and friendly. It wasn't, oh, you're making us do this, we don't want to do it. It wasn't that kind of thing. But so, yes, I'd be willing to initiate that. And, you know, it might take a little while, but we can get those wheels turning. Sure.
I have been trying to put together a list of what's in the works, and it's kind of hard for me, but we could informally just say I'll start doing that.
I'd like, if Ryan's suggesting that we're looking at possibly a more significant change, then I'd like to do that kind of more formally. I think would be a better approach to do it. That way we can have it not just an informal arrangement that may vanish at any time when somebody, like Beth, transfers off to a new job or something like that. I'd like it to have it more into city charter, city code, however that would work. So again, we just draft a letter to the city council asking that they consider that so that Bike Ped is informed when Public Works has something that involves active transportation that's a project. They can just inform us, hey, we're working on this thing. Do you have any feedback? Just as simple as that. However, that has to be done.
Do you want to write that down? And which one of you wants to write down the ask?
Yeah, Herbie, you and I can work on that together, I think. And then one or either of us can present it to the city council and just... See where it goes from there. Let's plan on a discussion on that for the next meeting, and then we can work on a draft together. I'll start working on one here shortly, and we can kind of bounce back and forth with it till we get something coherent.
Sure.
Okay.
I
just want to wrap up that before we so this coming month, maybe the two of you will somehow email each other and
yes,
work out a letter, and then we can read the letter and hopefully you can get it to me before the, you know, before the Friday, before the Thursday, before this meeting. And then it can be in our agenda packet and we can vote on it. And then you guys decide who's going to present it to city council.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with that. And I'll go ahead and start working on a draft here this week and try and have something to you, Herb, by this weekend. You can do the same and we can just round it out together and get it to Beth before the next meeting agenda is set, and we can discuss it and then present it to city council, and I'll be happy to take it to city council and present it.
Hey, you're doing a lot, Michael.
Always doing too much.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so if that's it for the staff liaison report, then we're looking at monthly goals and objective reports, placekeeper holder.
Okay, so this is in the future. This item will be when, so later in this meeting, maybe next, we are going to decide who's kind of responsible, who's going to shepherd these goals and these objectives through. And based on what people are going to be doing, this is where you can report to the bigger group that anything that happened that month.
Okay, and then moving on to other business. First one is our membership and positions. And as you guys know, Beth has put this out, we do have one full member vacancy and one alternate member vacancy. So it was proposed that we ask Araceli if she would like to request full membership rather than alternative membership. There's absolutely no obligation.
I feel like
if you're more comfortable staying as an alternative member, there is absolutely no obligation. We can't advertise for a new full member and keep you and Martha as alternates.
I feel like I need to be more informed and absorb much more in order to participate. I feel like right now I'm not participating as much as I want to. I'm still a little lost and catching up. So I'm not 100% sure that I want to be a full participant yet.
Okay, and that's fair. And same goes for you, Martha, as well, if you prefer to stay as an alternate. And then we'll simply advertise for a full membership position and an alternate member's position and hopefully get some people to apply and get some new blood in. Okay, so then moving on to our assignments for goals and objectives. Looking for any feedback on that from the packet.
Last month we said we would kind of do that, assign names to these items so that they actually get done.
You can assign me to goal 2. And goal 4, I wouldn't necessarily be involved with 4A, but I would participate, you know, could help foster B and C. So,
okay, so so if you're talking about 4C, do you have another committee? Now, we've already have people assigned to certain committees, which I don't remember, so we'll have to go over. But are there any particular committees or commissions you want to follow? Your mic is muted. Herb, your audio broke up. We're not getting anything from you, Herb, unfortunately. We can't hear you at all.
Let me propose then for 4B and 4C, if we're talking about holding joint meetings and liaising with different committees, that if anybody, every meeting member has ones that they're comfortable with or familiar with, they're already looking to liaison with, let's just fire that off in an email and we can consolidate that as a resource rather than taking your committee time to discuss it at this point. I think that might just be simpler because there are a lot of committees. We do already have, I have somewhere a brief list of some committees that have already had liaison volunteers. I'd like to build onto that. So again, open to all the members, if you're looking to work with a particular committee that has an interest that appeals to you and also has overlapping interests with Bike Ped, then fire that off to me and then I'll forward it over to Beth and we'll do a consolidated list that way. I think it'd be simpler and easier to do that.
Okay. Any other items that people want to kind of shepherd for this year?
Radio silence.
Is my mic working now?
Yes, it is, Herb. Is.
Yeah, I just logged out and logged back in. So
you were cut off. Did you hear what we said?
Not the last few sentences. I had logged out and logged back on. So.
Because my proposal was, you know, if there are committees that might, that you feel might share joint business with Bike Ped or have overlapping areas of interest that you also have an interest in particular for each of the members, just go ahead and fire those off to me and then I'll consolidate it and get it to Beth and then we can have a lengthier discussion next meeting since we are running short on time at this point, rather than try and hash it out with folks that are not here as well. And I do still, as I said, have a list somewhere of previous commitments along this line for this particular goal. And that way we can look at, say, anybody who wants to take on some of the work for goal 3, which is kind of in a way, a bigger one even than goal four.
So 3A we already have. Dick is doing. Oh, by the way, yes. Okay, come by the office and get more. Three B is not happening.
Yeah, that one's way too short notice at this point. 3C, I think, is a bigger one, and I do want to. I will go over to the bike shop, see if I can get in with Daniela and her husband, because the one time we did do this a few years back before the COVID pandemic, yeah, it was very good turnout. Newport Police was involved, and the bike shop was center to that. So if we can get them to help us, I'll go talk to her about that.
Okay, so Michael's taking 3C, and if anybody wants to help him.
Well, 3C would actually come under the work if the if this Safe Ride to School planning grant goes through. The Walk to School days would come under the education part that could be funded through Safe Ride to School down the line. So
that's a few couple years down the line, but for this year, this is this year's goals, don't forget.
Yeah, so we can just kind of do it more of an ad hoc thing where we get the school district involved, get the bike shop involved as we had done before, reach out to Newport Police and get some police escort for the event, and then just get, you know, some students and possibly hopefully some parents just to make a show of it, as it were. To say, hey, we're doing this, and we want this to be a routine thing that we do every year. So I'm going to reach out with the bike shop again and see if we can get that planning process started now, about 6 months out.
So I hear Michael and Dick are going to be working on towards that. And if anybody wants to join.
Yeah, I would be willing to work with them as well.
And Martha, great.
As far as the bike shop, they have an event business that they run in the summer that takes all their time. So you might want to try and make an appointment for probably sometime in August to actually get people to talk to them about planning something.
I've got Daniela's contact information as well, so I can reach out to her personally. And also maybe just drop her a note through the bike shop. She and I have had conversations before, so.
Yeah.
I know they're very, very busy people. They do a lot of stuff for the community.
D is possibly begin actions toward a bicycle-friendly business program in Newport. It's possibly. So we don't have to do it this year. Has anybody want to get involved with that? It would probably be also the person who is kind of liaisoning with, don't we have a business sort of advisory committee?
Mm. I'd have to refresh my memory on that one. I think previous discussions about this talked about possibly reaching out to the Chamber of Commerce.
I'm mixing it up with Destination Newport, I think.
Which that also might be a good place to reach out to for bicycle-friendly business program here in town as well, Destination Newport and I think the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, if anybody wants to, you know, get in kind of combining Goal 4C for business, what's it called, Business Newport? Is that Destination Newport, which is how they determine how tourist. What's it called? Room tax monies are spent. Transient room tax monies that the city gets in automatically. Destination Newport decides how that money is spent. So it's kind of it's not really related to business in Newport though, per se. Anyway, if somebody's interested in that kind of community, they would also maybe want to do goal 3D.
No one wants to volunteer. We can
put so we're not ready for that.
Yeah,
okay.
No, probably not.
3E.
I know
this might be
Go ahead.
We might be able to tie this in with Parks and Recs, and that's something on the agenda that we want to talk about meeting with them later. So.
Yeah, and we have already had the joint letter from Parks and Rec and Bike Ped to the committee, to the city council, rather, asking for proper signage for the Ocean to Bay Trail. And then, of course, Derek's discussion about the Harney Street sidewalk work that ties into that as well, since that is on their route again.
So that's kind of happening already, Goal 3E. We may not need to have somebody really making sure that we get that. We've already done all we could pretty much by writing a letter, and we are going to be having a joint meeting with Parks and Rec. So we don't really need somebody to take on that.
I agree at this point, especially, and especially you're looking at the mention of the Lighthouse Trail, which is in the TSP, but nothing's happening with that yet. So until such time as that moves forward to anywhere near discussing a funding for, there's no point in talking about signage for that trail since it's not a thing right now.
And then Goal 3F was a few months ago. We kind of got fired up with that thought. We had a really good discussion about doing something, a citywide active transportation event, closing a street, having a bike Sunday, or there were other ideas too.
What would be an interesting take on that is that we use kind of the National Bike and Walk to School Day as our catalyst for starting, I don't want to say, gauging interest for like a bike Sunday or a bigger, like a bicycle safety event, because that would be a good thing to tie in the schools with as well. You know, it's an educational event for kids for safe riding, and the police have, you know, their helmet giveaway and stuff like that.
So the person who takes this on would kind of need to be talking to a lot of other groups or be well situated in the community already and already know other groups. And maybe it's a big deal. Whoever wants to take this on first, I guess, decide with the lead the discussion with the bike with us of what we would want to do and when. It could be as simple as a police bike rodeo.
Something like that would actually be a really good place to start. And again, kind of does tie in with the bike to school day kind of thing. You know, maybe just use that as our catalyst and go from there. So we'll kind of leave that one maybe unassigned at this point and see what happens with the bike walk to school day. If we get any event, and then perhaps later in the year or in the spring do a bike rodeo kind of event, something like that.
So does anybody want to take that on?
I think if I'm already going to be doing the...
Michael, you're doing too much.
...liaison with the bike shop to see if we can do that. Yeah, that kind of fits in. As I said, it really ties in very well. So let's... We'll just kind of leave that one as an unassigned thing, but tangential to that bike walk to school day.
Okay.
The three of us will take that on and see where we can go with it from there.
Okay, let's move on to goal 4A. I can do 4A. I've already just did that with Derek. And as we find, just let me know if there's somebody you want to talk to bring in here to talk to. 4A's on me. I could help coordinate 4B too. This might not be the right time, but we're already in the process of doing that. Herb started it. We're going to be having a prep meeting. Michael, me, Mike Cavanaugh, Parks and Rec director, and Nancy Steinberg, the longtime Parks and Rec Advisory Committee head. That's going to happen this month. And so anyway, that's kind of starting. But I could also be part of, you know, 4B, any other advisory committees that come up, or then I can be the person who shepherds that.
Thank you, Beth. And with that, what I would like to do is I'd like to have a quick discussion about Parks and Rec Advisory Joint Committee meeting, things that
other committee members might like us to bring up when we go to do this, when we actually sit down and actually have that meeting. So if anybody has any suggestions.
This meeting, the four of us, is just prep for having the bigger meeting.
Okay.
And so you guys can, at the bigger meeting, we're just putting it together, basically, so the committee members can talk about anything they want to talk about. So we may not need to prep for that mini meeting, the pre-meeting now.
Okay. Kind of jumping ahead of myself then.
Yeah, it's okay. So we're going down four. We're at the bottom of four. Should we go back up to goal one? I think goal 1A should be all of us, and there's something called Fix It. It's an online thing. If you see anything like for example, I have done this, bicycle, heat transfer vinyl, whatever it is, wearing off so you can't even see the sharrow anymore, stuff like that. If you see things after every storm, those rapid flashing, what are those things? Those crosswalks in the middle of the street. Yeah, rapid flashing beacons. The signage actually just like flies off, which shows the pedestrian walking by. You know, so when you see stuff like that, I've seen them across the street, and I do a fix it, and it gets taken care of. So I think goal 1A should be all of us. We just need to be aware that we can do it and be the eyes and ears of anything that is dangerous for bike and peds.
That's on the city's website, Fix It?
It's the city website. It's fixit@newportoregon.gov. You go to the public works page, and it's a big button you can push, if I remember right. So I'm putting down all for 1A.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's probably the best approach. 1B, we already have better information coming from Newport Police via Kid O'Kara. So that's a good one.
Done. 1B is done. It's being done already. So that was one goal that we accomplished.
I'm really liking what we're getting from them now. It's very informative.
Yeah, and I plan to work more with Kit in the future, who is the Kit is the O'Kara is the police department's communications person. So I want my profession, not personal, but professional goals is to work more with her on getting that communication a little better.
And my proposal for goal 1C is that just be a committee assignment kind of thing. So, you know, if anybody on the committee can bring that to us, and then we can propose something to go to the city council, you know, saying, hey, we've come across this program that might be of use. We wanted to inform you that it exists.
Yeah, we've talked about Vision Zero before, which, as you know, some city councils have agreed to have apps. They want to have no pedestrian or bike deaths. Portland's adopted that plan, and they have a whole, you know, they have assigned staff to do things. There's a good web information on that, and they're working towards it as a city. I think at this time that we were making our goals, we were just like, let's get ourselves educated and then decide if we want, if you guys, BikePed, wants to promote that for the city council to adopt that. But first, need to be educated. And so the person who takes on this job would probably provide, you know, do a little report and send emails with good links and just kind of do a lot of research and see if that would work for Newport, if they think this would work for Newport. So this is something that really one person just needs to take under their wing. And just to give that information out to the Bike Ped Advisor Committee, and then you guys decide if that's something you want the city council to do. And also to do that, you will need a lot of good example. You will need information that will convince them that that is a good idea. there's opposition to Vision Zero in some communities, like it's going too far. And so it's, you need to be kind of politically savvy too. I don't know if anybody wants to do that this year.
We can leave that one unassigned at this point, I think, and just
okay.
See how it goes.
And now we're back to goal two, and Herb's going to do that, 2A. And so I think we've got some good progress there. Michael, you think?
Agreed. I think so. I think we've made excellent progress. So, yeah, again, going back to goal four, if there are committees that you're interested in, again, just send me that information. I'll compile it all together. We'll see if we can get somebody who wants to, not necessarily liaison directly with the committees, but, you know, be cognizant of what they're discussing and be able to bring that to the table for our discussions at future meetings.
I will start off with an email to everyone with the list of all the committees.
Thank you, Beth. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so then we have, we've already talked about the joint committee meeting. I'll skip that one. The Newport Project spreadsheet idea. This is not one that I'm up on.
Okay, this is my idea, which kind of goes along with, okay, so this is what we were talking about me being able to present to you guys what's going on in the city and what stages all these projects are at. And so basically the discussion is, do you want me to do that?
I'm seeing some nodding heads, and I will say, yeah, you're better positioned for a lot of this to inform us what the city's doing. I love that idea. This also kind of ties in with what we talked about with public works being more, I can't think of the right word, getting information from public works about potential impacts on bike ped projects that we might want to be informed in. So I think this kind of goes hand in hand with that.
Okay, the reason I put it on the agenda is, like, I feel like I need to do that. I should be doing that, but it's not really in my job description. And so I just wanted the endorsement and enthusiasm of you guys that this is something that you want. Otherwise, you know, why do it?
Well, I will definitely say it's something I would appreciate.
Okay.
If you can liaise with Public Works and get information from them, that'd be great.
I will do my best. So I will have that spreadsheet that I can. So the goal will be next month at our next meeting that I will have it so far, and it will be a living document. So I will hopefully be able to include it in every agenda, and it won't really need discussion, but it will be something for you to discuss if you want to. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. the last thing is, we've already talked about F4, right, Michael?
That's correct.
So,
and that meeting is April 25th again. So for the...
May, probably.
May. Sorry, May, yes, sorry. April is Procrastination Awareness Month, just in case you didn't already know.
Okay, on to G.
Yeah, and then if we have any other committee comments, anybody have anything they want to add at the last minute?
No.
Okay, seeing a lot of shaking of heads, and of course we have no public comments. So to confirm our next meeting date, let me jump to the calendar. I have the 14th of June. So for that, we will have a brief discussion on the agenda as to what we've decided with our joint meeting with Parks and Rec, as how that's going to go forward. So let's make sure that was on the agenda, and then whatever else comes up, and hopefully we'll have our committee liaison assignments sussed out at least roughly at that point as well.
Yeah. So the three who decided to work together on that big item, you might want to somehow talk together this month and have a little presentation next month to the rest of us of what you've decided, things you're thinking about. This is, I'm talking about goal 3C, work with schools and other groups to promote the National Bike Walk to School Day.
Yeah, so we'll reach out to the bike shop first and then set up a joint time when three of us can get together, either on Zoom or in person, and go from there. And hopefully we'll be able to bring in the Crowders and Bike Newport and get somebody on the school's side.
And Araceli, if you have any, if you know of any contact person, teacher, parent involved with schools who might, we might want to be working with.
Actually,
go get her.
I do. I have several people in mind. Through the school district, I work for the school district, by the way, and I do have the Hispanic liaison. He has a connection with the Latin community. I'm thinking also about Samaritan Hospital. They have a person who is in charge of vetting health community in general, a healthier community. And I think they may be interested in joining because it's for, it will work for the program, it will work for us, and it will work for the community. I could get the information the who to reach out to at the Samaritan Hospital and also Oregon Health Authority. I did used to work for the Oregon Health Authority. And there is an organization here, very new, called Arcoiris Cultural. They did an amazing event recently, and I think that could be another route. So I have three people in mind that I think we could unite.
Wonderful. If you could forward that information to me, then we can utilize that as well.
Okay.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
I especially like the idea of a tie with somebody that has familiar ties with the Hispanic community, because I wouldn't even know where to begin with that. And I'd love to bring that side of town in. I think they don't get the representation that we want them to have.
Both with goal 3C and to be members, let them know we have openings. Everybody let people know we have openings.
Okay, and if there's no other business, then I'm going by the clock on the wall. I will call the meeting adjourned at 7:02 p.m. Thank you all, and thank you for carrying the burden while I dealt with my personal issues. And I'm looking forward to working with you all much more closely again. Thank you again.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you back.
Yeah, good to have you back, Michael.
Herb, thank you for your work while he was
absolutely,
gone.
Absolutely second that. Thank you very much, Herb.
Yeah.
So look forward to seeing you guys next month.
Hopefully no COVID in city staff.
And then Martha and Dick, we'll get together at some point when we've got some contact information, and we'll see if we can get this bike to school thing going and actually do it again. Because it was a lot of fun when we did it a few years back, and I'd love to do it again. I'd love to do it every year.
Thank you again.
Okay, bye everybody. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Nothing's going out. Just...